Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome to Horny Music, the show where each week, with a different theme, I play you the best songs from that theme that have horns in. This week, the theme is Cuba, which was inspired or originated from my love of the Buena Vista Social Club, who are fantastic. We're going to start off with one of their tracks.
Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarín. De Ando Cedro voy para Marcané. Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarín. De Ando Cedro voy para Marcané. Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarín.
That was Chan Chan by the Buena Vista Social Club. Buena Vista is named after the members club of the same name in the Buena Vista quarter of Havana, which was a popular music venue in the 1940s. This album was recorded in 97, I think, around that time, and produced by Ry Cooder, which is actually how my parents found out about it, because my grandpa was really into his music. And this song's quite close to my heart, because my parents walked down the aisle to this song, to the trumpet solo specifically. My mum wanted me to say that they're very old and they've been married for 25 years, so it was on a cassette tape, and they had a best friend lined up to press play and pause, who timed it wrong and turned off the solo halfway through. But yeah, so they walked down the aisle to that song, I think quite soon after it was released, and I was told by my dad when I was a kid, because I play the trumpet, that when I could learn that, if I could play that solo for him, he would give me £100. And I definitely have been better in the past than I am now at trumpet, because, I mean, it's in the UK, I've not been playing for a while. I feel like there's points where I definitely could have played it. It's quite high. High notes are hard on the trumpet. But there's points where I could have played it. Never really locked in. I think he probably had in his head that the offer would expire, but he didn't specify that. So I think if I'm ever like needing money for rent or something, need a quick hundred, I'm going to cash that in. I'm going to learn that thing. So it's still, if you're listening, Dad, I know you are. I am going to get around to that at some point, and I'm going to hold you to that, because there was no expiration date. We didn't sign a contract. But yeah, so Buena Vista Club was put together in the 90s. They recruited like a dozen different veteran musicians, some of which had retired for ages. We've got a few more individual songs by some of them playing later. The album did really, really well. They were performing in New York and Amsterdam. There's a really interesting documentary, which one of the best parts is apparently some of those players who've never left Cuba in their lives walking around New York in awe, because it's just a completely different culture. And the... what was I going to say? Sorry, my bad. Oh, yeah. And the final thing I've got about these guys, some more parent lore, is that my parents went to see them in Manchester in the early 2000s. And the trumpet player was incredible, but really old, and stumbled on with wobbly legs, and they were worried he was going to fall over. Then put the trumpet to his lips, played the most beautiful noises they'd ever heard in their lives, and then would sit at a chair on the side of the stage and nod off in between songs, just start dozing with his eyes closed, properly asleep, and then just wake up again when it was his turn to play again, play some beautiful music, and then just fall back asleep. Anyway, next song I've got for you, which I'll explain afterwards, is Que Rico El Mambo by Sarah Willis, the Havana Horns, and Perez Prado. Thank you. was Que Rico El Mambo, which means how wonderful is the mambo? And I think the answer is very wonderful. I'm also embarrassed that I can't roll my R's. It's a source of constant shame. To all the Spanish speakers out there, I apologize. This next track is by a band called Iraquile, which means, and I don't know why I keep picking bands with R's in them, which means forestation. And they were co-founded by members of the Orquesta Cubana de Música Moderna, one of the Cuban orchestras. And I was doing some research about, I just found lots of people online all pointing towards this song as being, or this band as being really influential in Latin music and Cuban music history. There's quite a lot of stuff about Afro-Cuban jazz, which was some of the first like Cuban jazz that those two cultures combined really frequently in, if you are looking at the history of this kind of music, with loads of traditional instruments, which is something I'll mention later for one of the bands that we're playing, or someone that we're playing. But a bit more about the last track, because I forgot. It's from an album called Mozart y Mambo, which we'll be playing more of later, and I'll tell you a lot more about later. But it's really cool because it's half Cuban music and half like Mozart horn concertos, which is like a bit wacky but awesome. There's a statue of Mozart in Havana Square, which I found out yesterday, which is really interesting. Anyway, this is Dile a Catalina by Iraquile. We'll be right back.
está pasando.
That was Dile a Catalina by Irakere. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. Any thoughts, suggestions, song recs you want playing on future shows, feel free to email at hornymusicshow@gmail.com or at hornymusicshow on Instagram. And the next track we've got to for you is another Buena Vista track. This one's called Dos Gardenias, which is two flowers. I hadn't heard of that flower before, but it is one. And obviously, the two flowers represent two lovers.
Dos gardenias para ti, con ella quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida. Ponle todas tu atención, que serán tu corazón y el mío. Dos gardenias para ti, que tendrán todo el calor de un beso, de esos besos que te di y que jamás te encontrarán en el calor de otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo, y hasta creerán que se dirá te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán solo cuando estás conmigo, y hasta creerán que te dirán te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.
Shout out to Eleanor, who is listening to this on the bus back from climbing in the UK. We'll be right back after this.
Devon Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devon Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devon Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be swimming, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
Hell yeah, go bluegrass. Just had a message from my friend Jacob. Apparently that last track was in Narcos, which is cool. Also worth mentioning that the art for this show, which is based on an old screen print I did, Jacob has a copy of that in his house. He reminded me that the other day. Love Jacob. This next track that I'll be playing is again from the Mozart y Mambo album. So some more information about that. It was put together, or sort of conceived, by this woman called Sarah Willis, who's a French horn player who's played for the Berlin Philharmonic since 2001 and was the first female member of the brass section. Let's go. Awesome. Anyway, she went to Havana, Cuba, and saw this statue of Mozart in the square, and a local musician told her that Mozart would have been a good Cuban. She'd been dancing salsa, knew and loved popular Cuban popular music, and didn't know anything about the classical scene. Was asked to do a French horn masterclass on her first trip there, but had no idea what to expect and didn't think there'd be many people that turned up. But there were so many people, apparently, who played really well and were full of music. So this project was born. It combines solo pieces for French horn by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart with traditional Cuban music, which is is a funny pairing, but works quite well. So some of the album is just pure covers of renditions of the Mozart tracks, and some of them are just purely Cuban music, but this one is called Rondo a la Mambo, again, no R, sorry, which is inspired by one of Mozart's, the third movement of Mozart's Horn Concerto. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Rondo Alla Mambo by lots of people from the Mozart e Mambo album. And I think that's an awesome track. It's so cool because it's a really weird fusion of sounds. Like, having played in like brass bands and wind orchestras in the past, I've not played anything like that. So when I get back to Birmingham and join their brass band again, maybe I'll suggest it. Really cool. The next track we've got up for you is by Ibrahim Ferrer and Los Bococos. Ibrahim was a very influential musician. He was in Buena Vista Social Club. He passed away in 2005, so relatively soon after they recorded their album. But he played with a band called Los Bococos for nearly 40 years in Cuba. He was born in 1927 in Santiago de Cuba. And the band is named after the Boku drum in Cuba, which is very similar, apparently, to the Eshiko, which is a West African drum with origins in Yoruba culture. I feel like there's quite a lot of links to Yoruba culture in the song, in the music I've played so far. Maybe I'll do a specific episode on Nigeria at some point. There'll definitely be enough music there. There's some really cool stuff. But yeah, he also appeared on the track Latin Simone Que Pasa Contigo on the Gorillaz debut album, which is crazy. And they played it in tribute after his death in 2005. But you should go listen. I can't remember if I'm playing that today. I don't think I could fit it in. Also, Gorillaz aren't from Cuba, but he is, so you know. But you should go and listen to that, because I mean, everyone, it's a very well-known album, but now you know that he's on it and his musical background, and you've heard some of his other songs. But here is Compositor Confundido by Ibrahim Ferrer and Los Bococos.
No hay que meter en su historia a una Rita la Caimana. como ya no hay ninguna.
Tiene razón.
Tumba de Maceo y cuna.
Tiene razón.
Del apóstol inmortal.
Un compositor que se equivocó.
Eso le pasa a cualquiera, se lo digo yo.
Un compositor que se equivocó.
Pregúntale a Faustino Rama, que a mí también me pasó.
Un compositor que se equivocó.
Tiene mi preciosa banda.
Tiene razón.
Un túnel y un malecón.
Tiene razón.
Tiene mi preciosa banda.
Tiene razón. Tiene razón.
De gran belleza cubana.
Un compositor que se equivocó.
Compadre. Aquí hay algo que anda mal.
That was Compositor Confundido by Ibrahim Ferrer and Los Bocucos. The next track we've got for you is another one from the Mozart y Mambo. I picked this one. I know it's the third of this album, but I picked it because it's called Veinte Años, which means 20 years. And it's a really famous Cuban track. It was composed in 1935. In fact, on the Buena Vista Social Club album, there's a version of it there too. But this one is cool because it's been arranged for horn and orchestra, and because of my musical background, I like that. The soloist, the vocalist, is Carlos Calunga, who apparently is one of the original Buena Vista Club singers, although I couldn't find that on the Wikipedia page, but Sarah Willis said it was true, so who am I to correct her? This song is about a woman lamenting the loss of love in a 20-year relationship, reminiscing about a time they were deeply in love. So if you don't speak Spanish, maybe you can just feel that from the music. Enjoy.
¿Qué te importa que te ame si tú no me quieres ya? si el amor que ya ha pasado no se debe recordar? Fui la ilusión de tu vida, un día lejano ya. Hoy represento el pasado, no me puedo conformar.
The simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. The next track is going to be the wildcard segment, which I hadn't named until just now. I've got Seth in the studio with me, keeping me company, and we've decided on Tres Brasser as the name of the track each week that doesn't link to the theme at all, but I'm playing anyway. And I offered the slot this week to one of my friends, and they gave me a list of three or four tracks to choose from, and I knew one of them already, and I quite like it, although it's a bit weird. That's probably why I quite like it. So here is The Fool by Neutral Milk Hotel from their album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. The Fool by Neutral Milk Hotel. Next up, we've got another track by Ibrahim Ferrer. This one's called Que Bueno Bailar Usted, which I should have made sure beforehand, but I think How Good It Is to Dance With You, I think is a translation of that. Dancing's great. I do salsa classes once a week here at UBC, and we'll definitely try and do it more next year at Birmingham, and there's a big overlap, especially with some of the Mozart y Mambo album with salsa from this episode, but there'll definitely be another one which is more salsa focused, the kind that makes you want to get up and dance. So I'll let you know in advance of that one, so you can make sure it's on a speaker and you're in your kitchen somewhere and you can have a boogie. Here is How Good to Dance With You, something like that.
Bomba.
That was Que Bueno Bailar Usted by Ibrahim Ferrer. Someone messaged me and told me I did get the pronunciation, the translation right, so awesome. Thank God for GCSE Spanish and a bit of Duolingo. We'll take this opportunity to reiterate my love for brass and horn music, if that wasn't obvious by the concept of this show and the fact that I'm doing it. Anyone out there that needs a bit of motivation, well, basically talking to myself if I have my trumpet with me, go out, go and play. Go and play some music. If you haven't played a brass instrument and you're in a position where you could try it, go and try it. It's fun. It's a bit difficult to start with, but so is every instrument. And when you get the first time you get a clean tone out of a trumpet, or I mean a cornet, when I was little and you pick up an instrument in like year three or year four, this group came in with all these different instruments and you sort of get like, I think you kind of get typecast sometimes. People who have never met me before have guessed that I'm a trumpet player, which I think says a bit about me and a bit about the instrument. I've also guessed when other people have been flute players, which is interesting. Maybe it's something about being loud. But yeah, so as a kid, your arms are too small, or at least mine were. Most people my age at the time, your arms are too small to hold up a trumpet because it's quite long. So you have to start with a cornet, which is shorter. But the same, wait, someone might be annoyed if I get this wrong. I think it's the same tube, the same piping, same length of tube, but kind of squished. But it might also have a different flare. Okay, this is just technicalities. Anyway, so go and play, go and listen to more brass music. It's awesome. It sounds great. Next up for you, in fact, to end, we will have an Irakere song, Bacaleo con Pan. But before that, we've got a song by someone called Machito, who apparently redefined Afro-Cuban jazz, and Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker cited him as influences. But I'll be leaving you with those two tracks in succession. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. This has been Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM, and hopefully I will see you next week.